Hey everybody, hope you are doing well today. I feel great, and I'm excited to talk about this. Over 900 Bitcoin users prepare a lawsuit against Bitcoin.com and Roger Ver. If you haven't had a chance to do so, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com. Let me say that again, since I stumbled a little bit in my words the first time around, joshpeckdisclosure.com. You'll get all sorts of free materials updated daily. And if you could, subscribe to this channel. And you know what? I'm going to push Steven on this because this is a good one to do so. Follow me on Steemit, please. If you're watching this on DTube or my Steemit profile, please follow me, and upvotes would be great. I greatly appreciate any upvote that I can get. It really does help. And listen, guys, DTube is so important because right now I think it is the only real contender for YouTube, and there's no censorship, you know. Now, of course, there's like Vimeo and other things, but I don't think that they're a serious competitor for YouTube because you can't really monetize. There's no incentive. DTube, you've got a great incentive because if you get upvotes, then that can translate into Steam dollars, which translates into Bitcoin, which is what we're talking about today. So it actually really does help. So please, if you're and I heard a rumor. I don't know if this is true, but I heard a rumor now that, and I'll have to look into it and see. Maybe you guys have some more information about it than I do. But I heard a rumor that if you upvote more on DTube, that can translate into more money for you somehow. Because I think that they're trying to get that platform going. So, but I don't know for sure. Again, I don't know. It's just what I heard. But yeah, so it's really, really important. I do believe that the decentralized way of social media. I think that's the future of social media. And if not Steemit, if not DTube, I believe it's going to be something like that, probably utilizing cryptocurrencies and stuff, which is really helpful for people like me. Okay, so, but yeah, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com. That is where you can find all the information about me, how to donate, how to contribute, how to help, all of it. And we've done videos on Steemit and stuff before too, so you can go back in the archives and check those out if you have no idea what I'm talking about. So over 900 Bitcoin users are currently organizing a lawsuit against Bitcoin.com and its CEO, Roger Ver, over the website allegedly deliberately being misleading towards new users and tricking them into buying Bitcoin Cash or BCH instead of Bitcoin, BTC. A lot of people have just absolutely hated Bitcoin Cash for a variety of reasons. I stick with Bitcoin. I also like Litecoin and Ethereum. But I'm actually interested in your opinions on Bitcoin Cash. Is it good? Is it bad? Why is it the most evil thing in the world? But the Bitcoin.com domain, it's one of the most sought after in cryptocurrency space, obviously. It's owned by Bitcoin Cash supporter Roger Ver, who recently redesigned it, and the website's new design, according to Bitcoin users, promotes Bitcoin Cash as Bitcoin and dubs Bitcoin as Bitcoin Core. So it's trying to conflate the two. So Bitcoin Core refers to the cryptocurrency software client, which was originally named Bitcoin, but was later on renamed to distinguish the network from the cryptocurrency. So you have the network and you have the actual currency. Now on the website, on Bitcoin.com's website and wallets, Bitcoin Cash appears first and often with the BTC ticker, which is a move that would obviously be really confusing to users because BTC is supposed to be Bitcoin, not Bitcoin Cash. That's BCH. So that's what brought out this... that's what brought out this lawsuit. It outraged the Bitcoin community. It's been controversial among Bitcoin Cash supporters, as some believe that the cryptocurrency would be able to compete on its own without fighting for the Bitcoin brand. So the Bitcoin versus Bitcoin Cash debate is seemingly going to court as a lawsuit is being organized on a Telegram chat room. It was created by popular Twitter user @MoneyTriggs and at press time has 902 members. Which is quite a bit. The group reportedly attracted some influential community members, including early Bitcoin entrepreneur Charlie Schrem, Zodica TV CEO John Carvalho, excuse me, and others. Some have been So there have been others that have been asking Roger Ver to stop this alleged fraud and asking the community to report the Bitcoin.com wallet on its app stores. You know, at the very least, it's bad for business, right? At the very least, Roger Ver, even if somebody makes the case that it's not really fraudulent, it sounds pretty fraudulent to me, but if somebody made the case that it's not, it's at least pretty bad for business. If you're running a business, if you're running a website, you don't want it to be confusing. You don't want to confuse people. You don't want to trick them out of their money. You want if you're selling something or you're doing something, you want to get paid honestly, because that's how you're going to get repeat business. Now, while MoneyTrid supported the group, he claims no one is in charge of it. Now, Init members are so far getting ready for the legal battle, while some sharing stories of how they lost funds because of Bitcoin.com's conduct. So in the group chat, one user said, well, I bought the Bitcoin Cash that was pretending it was the real Bitcoin. Then later I discovered that it was not the real one, but a new Bitcoin that is not compatible with the old one. So now, while the group has not yet disclosed which law firm it's in contact with, it revealed it's one from the Caribbean islands of St. Kitts. The group won't publicly disclose a lot of information, as according to reports, individuals linked to Bitcoin.com have attempted to access it. So the chat group itself is being used not to discuss the case, but for victims to come forward and share their experience with Bitcoin.com. The legal angles, according to MoneyTrigs, are being discussed with lawyers, and an official website, which is bitcoincomlawsuit.info, if you want to check that out, has been recently launched. So if you found yourself tricked by this, or if you feel like you have been treated wrongly or whatever, you can go to bitcoincomlawsuit.info. And that's recently been launched. It's encouraging users to come forward and submit their evidence. So MoneyTrigs here has a tweet that says, the Bitcoin community might be the smartest, most diversified, and global social network of very wealthy individuals I would not want to F with. I don't want to swear on this channel because we have kids that watch this. But also, I stopped counting at 600 strong, all with money to burn. You cross the line, we'll push back, at Roger K. Ver. So the website isn't accepting donations yet, but there's been reports that there's a lot going on behind the scenes, and the organizers are currently just gathering information and consulting lawyers. On the r/BTC subreddit, some users are currently mocking the lawsuit's purpose, as they claim users who accidentally buy BCH instead of BTC can easily sell one for the other. And others have claimed that if the lawsuit is filed, they'll join it on Roger Ver and Bitcoin.com's side. So, you know, it's split. It's contentious. There's a lot of different angles to look at. I personally do not have any Bitcoin Cash because I've heard rough things from people that I trust. I've heard bad things about it, but I'm curious to know what you have. Maybe I'm not looking at all sides. Is there another side to this? Is there anybody out there who's watching this that does own Bitcoin Cash and enjoys it, likes it for some reason, has actually seen benefit in it? If so, I'd love to hear from you. Leave a comment in the comment section below, especially if you're on Steemit. I'd love to hear that. Or have you been hurt by Bitcoin Cash or by this website or Roger Ver? I'd be interested to know that, too. I'd love to get more informed about this kind of stuff because I think it's important. I think this is the future of investment and of social media, you know, all that kind of stuff. I think these platforms that keep censoring conservatives and libertarians and Christians and stuff, which, by the way, a lot of Bitcoin people who get involved in Bitcoin and stuff, they do lean more towards the right, usually. But I think shadow banning, censorship, all this stuff, I think that is just going to kill these big companies, the YouTubes and Facebook and Twitters of the world, where it doesn't seem like that they can be touched. I think people are, I think they're going to fall. I think they're going to either have to change their policies and let us speak, or we'll leave and they'll realize, oh, there's not really that many liberals and leftists out there in the world. I think they kind of live in their own bubble and they don't really realize that there's a lot of conservatives. There's a lot of us. there's a lot of libertarians. There's a lot more people on the right than, you know, on the left. So we'll just leave and go to Steemit or go to Mines or MeWe or something like that, or One Way or something. You know, there's other alternatives that may not seem like serious contenders now, but once we all leave and we go to these other guys, they'll be done. YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Google, they will be done. So anyway, I'll get off my soapbox now, but I'm interested to know what you think about all of this. Yeah, leave me a comment. If you haven't had a chance to do so, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com. You get free videos every day. I want to keep them free, and the reason that I'm able to keep them free is because people donate. It's extremely helpful. There's a couple different ways you can go about it. You can even send a check or money order. I got a P.O. box set up, so you can do that. You can donate through joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate, and you can make a one-time donation, or you can set up a monthly profile if you want. Really super easy to do. Or if you only have, if you can only spare $1, $3, or $5 a month, you can go to patreon.com/joshpeck. You can donate to me through Patreon, and then you're entered into contests, and you can go to the website to check out what all those are. But you can do that. You can get some free books and materials too, just for donating. If you donate $3, then you get my my Quantum Creation book for free. It's a PDF, but you know it's free. You can download it and read it at your leisure. But yeah, so it's really important. It's what helps keep this going without having to go to like a subscription type service. And we're going to be updating some equipment. We're getting a couple new cameras, so I'm really excited about that. Hopefully we'll be able to start using the new cameras next week. And then after that, we're going to start working on audio. We're going to get the audio fixed so you don't have to deal with this echoey stuff. So your donations are incredibly helpful, and thank you so much for them. As I always say, when we as a community come together, we can build something amazing, and I think we're doing that here. Because like I've said before, I put my own money into this too. I'm not going to ask you to put your money into it, and then I don't, you know, not going to do that. So we're all in the same boat together. All right. I love you guys. I want to know what you think about, Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and just this whole cryptocurrency revolution. Same with Steemit and DTube and all that. I'd love to know what you think. So, all that being said, thank you so much. And until next time, take care and God bless.
Hey, everybody. I have decided to start a Patreon site, and I'm very excited about it because this offers you at least one more avenue that can get us away from the YouTube and AdSense and all that ridiculousness that struggles so hard to shut down Christian conservative speakers such as myself. So if you want to help out, please consider becoming one of my patrons. That would be great. Now, it's only because of all of you guys that I've been able to continue doing this all these years. But those of you who are brand new, I cover things from a Christian conservative perspective, as I said before, but we also deal with some fringe topics, such as aliens, UFOs, ghosts, paranormal things. We deal with some things from the political realm, such as Second Amendment and First Amendment rights, things like that. But most importantly, we deal with the gospel of Jesus Christ, how best to present this information to friends who might not be believers. How do we talk to one another about these things? Well, we deal with all that, and I always take questions, I always take feedback, I always take advice, especially from my supporters. So if you haven't had a chance, go to my Patreon site, which is patreon.com/Josh Peck, very easy to remember, and consider becoming a patron for as little as $1 a month. That is nothing. And it would greatly help me out. It'll help you out. And as I always say, when we come together as a community, we can build something amazing together. So let's do that. Thank you so much. And until next time, take care and God bless.